This is the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast, hosted by Evangelist Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society. This is Mrs. Marika White, the wife of Daniel White III. He has preached the gospel around the world in over 25 countries and across the United States for over 35 years. I have witnessed him doing this over 27 years of marriage. Right now, he's going to help us understand the true meaning of God's great salvation through Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast. This is episode number 66. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to explain what it means to be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin through Jesus Christ. This podcast is primarily for non-believers and some new believers, and it will help you understand what it means to be saved from hell and saved to heaven and have a home in heaven, as well as the blessings of the abundant, cheerful, joyful, victorious Christian life. And I know what I'm talking about because I have experienced it myself. For you see, my beloved, God made salvation simple as possible. However, down through the years, many people, including some preachers and other Christians, have made the matter of salvation complicated, convoluted, and confusing. I know from my own experience that many people would get saved if someone would sit down and share with them in a straightforward fashion from the Holy Bible what it really means to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. That is what I intend to do with this podcast. Dear friend, let's start out with the Word of God itself, the Holy Bible. The Bible says in Romans 5, 6 through 8, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Allow me to share with you some thoughts on this passage from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, edited by Dr. John F. Walford and Dr. Roy B. Zuck. Having mentioned the pouring out of God's love, Paul now described the character of God's love, which explains why its pouring out assures believers of hope. God demonstrated his love by the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. This demonstration was first at just the right time. Second, it was when we were still powerless. Third, it was for the ungodly. Clearly, Christ's death was a substitutionary death, a death in place of others. The Greek preposition hyper often means on behalf of, but occasionally it means in place of. Its meaning here is in place of. Jesus Christ died in place of us on an individual basis and collectively. Jesus died in our place. He paid our sin debt. This is clear from the statement in 5:7, which also has hyper as the word there. A person willing to die for a righteous man or for a good man obviously is offering himself as a substitute so that the righteous or good man can continue to live. This is the highest expression of human love and devotion. However, God's love contrasts with human love in both nature and degree, because God demonstrates, keeps on showing his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, hyper in our place. Though a few people might possibly be willing to die to save the lives of good people, though that is rare, Christ went well beyond that. He died in the place of the powerless, feeble, the ungodly sinners, and even his enemies. So today, beloved, today's God's Great Salvation quote is from Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, "It is not thy hold on Christ that saves thee. It is Christ. It is not thy joy in Christ that saves thee. It is Christ. It is not even thy faith in Christ, though that be the instrument. It is Christ's blood and merits." Our topic today is Salvation, Plain and Simple, Part 6 from the fine book, Salvation Crystal Clear, Part 1. Nobody made the gospel of Jesus Christ and salvation more clear as a pastor than Curtis Hudson. He was truly a pastor who did the work of an evangelist. How can an infinitely holy God forgive sin? The answer is, God does not forgive sin, but he forgives the sinner. Sin must be paid for. Somebody must bear the burden. I have been told that forgive literally means to bear the burden. If I owed someone $1,000 and was not able to pay, and I asked, "Would you please forgive the debt?" and the man consented, that means he bore the burden of my failure to pay him back. In order for an infinitely holy God, to forgive wicked sinners like we all are, someone had to pay the debt. Someone had to bear the burden. That's just the way it is. Praise the Lord. That is where Jesus comes in. God took every sin we have ever committed and will ever commit and laid those sins on Christ 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Isaiah 53:6 says, "The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." And the Bible, the Holy Bible, says in 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree." Read also 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." The greatest truth is the truth of the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ actually took all my sins, past, present, and future, and bore them in his own body. Somebody had to pay for sin. Jesus Christ did it, and so that we can go free by trusting in him, having faith in him for our soul's salvation. That is good news, dear friend. So God Almighty looked down through the telescope of time, if you will, and saw every sin you would ever commit, put those sins in one big package, and laid them on Christ. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. While Jesus was bearing our sins in his own body, God punished him in our place to pay a debt that we owe, so that when we die, we won't have to pay it. Somebody says the Jews killed Christ. Another says it was the Roman soldiers. But the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God let Jesus die in our place. He actually punished Jesus in our place so we could escape the punishment. Romans 8:32 declares, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all." Jesus uttered seven things while hanging on the cross. The sixth utterance was, "It is finished." Among other things, the statement meant that our sins were completely paid for. Beloved, on our next podcast, we will continue this topic, salvation, crystal clear. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for loving us so much to send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and to pay our sin debt. Lord, we still don't understand it all. We never will. Maybe after we get on the other side. But we thank you so much for it, and we thank you for giving us a heart and mind to believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior, and to tell others about him. And we pray that you'll help us to continue to learn how to do it better for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Dear friend, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know him today, you want to be saved today, please believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and I'm quoting the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, the Word of God, the Bible, and you will be saved. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. It's just that simple. Until next time, my beloved, thank God for his simple, wonderful, great salvation. May God bless you real good.